It looks like scientists are one step closer to conquering malaria, Don.
Isn't malaria caused by mosquitoes in tropical countries, Yael?
Actually, it's caused by one of five species of Plasmodium, a parasitic single-celled organism. It's spread by mosquitoes that carry the parasite in their saliva. When they bite a person, the parasite travels in the blood to the liver, where it matures and reproduces.
Malaria is a type of fever, isn't it?
Fever is one symptom. There's also fatigue, vomiting, and headaches. At its worst, it can lead to liver failure, seizures, coma, and death. There are almost 200 million cases of malaria each year, and nearly a million people die from the disease.
I thought countries were using mosquito nets and insecticides to prevent malaria.
They are. And there are a number of drugs that kill the parasite, but all those things are expensive and not available to everyone. So scientists want to develop a vaccine to prevent the infection in the first place. It works by triggering the immune system to defend against the initial stages of infection.
Such as getting a measles vaccine?
Yes. The most recent vaccine works best for children ages 5 to 17 months who receive 3 doses of the vaccine a month apart, plus a booster dose at 20 months. Severe cases of malaria were cut by a third over 4 years. But the vaccine loses effectiveness over time, so a booster shot is needed at some point.
That's a lot of shots.
That's one of the problems with this vaccine, but it could be used in conjunction with other measures until a better vaccine is developed.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.